Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
We need a foghorn, leghorn, maybe.
Big old land. With
I say it. Let's get going with another hour. What's on your mind?
There's a flashback.
Oh. I'll say, boy. Where's your mama?
I am a fan of foghorn, leghorn.
Oh, you bet.
I don't remember the last time I watched anything of the sort.
That's
but,
Saturday morning memories there.
Yeah.
Bowl of cereal and hanging out.
Well, I see one more news clip of the Merchant of Death walking free.
Oh,
I'm going to throw up.
I'm with you so much.
You know? Just going to toss my cookies right here for crying out loud. Isn't that great? Yeah. Yeah. A basketball star swapped for the Merchant of Death. What a negotiation. Way to go. And, of course, they love to say, this is the only deal we could get.
Yeah, you know what I said earlier? Well, then no. Well, the answer is no. We're not going to do that deal. It's like, hey, you want to trade me Aaron Judge for a couple of bat boys and a double-A pitcher in Texas? I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Not happening. But why can't we, if you take all of the labels and the titles and the gender and the color and all of the stories out of these human beings that are American citizens, make that the metric? And who's been there the longest? Who's been in that crap hole the longest that's an American citizen? They should be coming home for, and it better match the deal of the Merchant of Death. You know, it better be a good take. We should probably get them all back.
That's Trump's fault.
We should probably get them all back. Oh, there you go.
It's all Trump's fault.
Yeah, there you go. Orange man, yeah. It's all him.
All Trump's fault. Yeah, anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. You want some good news?
Please.
Kristen Sinema, the Democratic senator from Arizona, is no longer a Democrat from Arizona. She's an independent. Now, I don't know exactly all the details of who she's going to caucus with and what that's going to mean.
Yeah.
But I don't think Chuck Schumer woke up this morning hoping that would happen. So, good for our team, bad for his team. So, that'll satisfy for good news. Right now, I'd say okay.
Yeah, small battles, right?
Take all we can get. There was another Twitter dump last night, and I'll summarize it to tell you that it basically was the secret sauce on how if they didn't like Kevin, they could turn the dials to make sure Kevin's stuff wasn't seen. Right?
Yep.
So it was.
Oh, they
like
still are.
Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
They did Charlie Kirk. They did. Everybody.
You'd imagine.
Kaylee McEnany and
Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, every one of them.
Yeah.
Larry Elder, everybody.
So they suppressed it. They played games with it. So
have you ever watched, I went on YouTube because you hear the word algorithm all the time. Last week I went in and watched a couple of videos about algorithms, how they build them, what they are. And I know for a fact that on Facebook right now that I trigger algorithms, no doubt, when I share a link. Or anything that has to do with anybody on the list that you're talking about.
Well, it's so obvious because you can put a picture of a puppy up and get
300 likes,
yeah,
and 80 comments.
Yeah,
you put up a Tucker Carlson link, you get 2 likes and 1 comment.
Precisely. Yeah.
That is all algorithm.
And when
that's how it happens.
When I was watching this data dump from Twitter last night, I was thinking, like, what is it at Google? What is it at Facebook?
Oh, buddy.
What is it at TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's everywhere. It impacts elections. It makes a difference on how people think. It's Big Brother at its worst. You know what it is?
It's the evil side of freedom of the press.
It is evil.
They are free to just spin it and twist it and guide it however they want.
This is the beauty of Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Oh, exactly.
Because now we know the game. Now we know the game, and it's also the beauty of having a Republican caucus if they're willing to do something about this and call these people and say, okay, here's what Twitter did. What did you do? Do you suppress these posts? Asking them under oath with penalty of perjury.
And with Twitter and the Twitterverse being the way that so many people, millions, get their news, get their information, share their information, when that's, you know, when you're cutting the hamstring on that race, talk to me about election interference. Are you kidding me? Then you throw in all the ballots and the dead people and the machines and all the rest of it. Talk about the perfect cake. What a playbook. Unbelievable.
No, very true. Very true. So a couple things on our mind there. What's on yours on this Friday? Welcome your input, 701-271-1100. Toll free, 855-200-1776. You can text us. We love that. 237-1590. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. This could be very, very depressing. This could be very drag me down, kind of make me more pessimistic about the future than optimistic kind of stuff, if you let it. No doubt about it. But I think we're living in really, really interesting times. I really do. I mean, again, the fact that Elon Musk bought Twitter and now we know, we suspected this stuff before, but we had no idea. Now we know, right? You got a very tight...
It's the beauty of it.
Democratic majority in the Senate, and now a Democrat from Arizona says, I'm out of here.
Thank you, Elon.
So, you know, there's just some really fascinating things going on right now. And
those are wins. To get Kyrsten Sinema to come in from the fog, even though it lands her in the middle of the aisle, that's fine. She sees the ridiculousness of all of it.
Yeah.
Her and Tulsi Gabbard are going to have lunch today, I bet.
But you can't, in my mind, you can't let this cloud get you down because you got to find the silver lining.
Absolutely.
And they're there. Back to the Swapola. And we have Karen, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Karen's on the phone?
Oh, Karen calls for you like 9 times a day. You know that. She loves you.
Is that right? Well, feelings mutual.
She
so we better get to Karen here.
Called about the trade.
The swap.
Boy, Scotty, Fox Nation Terror Station just won't give up on this, you know, black, gay woman coming home. But, you know, my question is, now, wasn't he president for a few years?
Trump.
Didn't he write the book, The Art of the Deal? If he was so good, why didn't he get that other white male home? Paul Whelan, I think is his name. I know he's white, and I know he's a male, and that's all the Republican Party really likes. But Osama wrote a book on the art of the deal. So if he was such a great deal maker, and he was president for more than, what, a month, right? Wasn't it years? And if he was, oh, God, Scotty, wasn't he great? Oh, so virile. Oh, my God, nothing better looking than Osama when he was in the White House.
I detect some sarcasm here.
Yeah.
So,
there's your Karen call for the day. And I want to proceed that by saying that it's not any sort of an actress friend of mine playing any sort of a Karen role. That is a real person that calls numerous times a day, and she always calls for you, of course.
Have we heard one Republican reference someone who was black, gay?
No.
And a woman?
Nope.
No. So fake news from Karen.
Well, Biden didn't either, but he didn't have to. That's the whole action behind it.
Hopefully she'll call back and translate what Joe Biden is saying. I have a clip of Joe Biden here to play. And, Karen, can you translate this for us, please? What is the meaning of this statement?
As I said, my dad just said, paycheck's a lot more than, you know, it's about your dignity. It's about your place in the community. It's about everything you've worked for. As I said, my dad just said, paycheck's a lot more than, you know.
Paychecks.
It's about your dignity. It's about
paycheck's a lot more than, I don't know what, something about dignity.
A lot more than, yeah. What? Try it one more time here.
As I said, my dad just said, paycheck's a lot more than, you know, it's about your dignity.
He's having a little trouble with the English language there.
Well, I need to, you know.
Maybe she can translate that.
Yeah.
Since she clearly is in love with Joe Biden and hates, she calls Trump Osama? Is that the deal?
Yeah, Osama bin Trump, the Christian Taliban Republican Party, where Taliban Christians.
I would seek some counseling, I think, if I was that consumed with Donald Trump 2 years after he is.
Well, how about, come on in, let's have a conversation.
Let's have a. Dave in Fargo wants to weigh in. Next up, he's got a translation for us after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Back to the Freedom Matters USA studios, 20 past 9. Dave in Fargo.
Yuletide Carol.
You're next at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you know, I don't think a person, an individual like Karen, you'll ever be able to have a conversation with her. I have a family member who the hate for President Trump is so embedded in him that he's not even logical. You know, he doesn't see logic anymore. Now, when I tell him that, he says, "Oh, you say I'm crazy," and I want to say, "Well, yeah, but I don't." and it's unbelievable to
well,
me.
Yeah, you're crazy. You said I'm crazy. What are you, a racist? You know, you're just wrong to stomp away. Yep.
And I think the thing about this is the Biden is only doing this, and it's another vote type deal. Look what I did for the black female people, and we left that, that white Marine over in over there.
What?
So I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think there'd be much of a conversation to be had, unfortunately.
It goes back to, you know, like Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk saying, they don't want a debate. That's why they don't allow the questions. They only allow certain reporters to ask certain questions because that would trigger a debate and you'd have to come up with an answer for this ridiculousness.
Anybody else?
They're never going to have that.
A family member like that? And how do you deal with it? 271-1100, our telephone number, off-air call here from a listener. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Here's what everybody's missing. Nothing gets by me, Lexi owner. Nothing gets by me out
Lexi.
Here. Here's what everybody's missing. I'm the Brittany Griner, Paul Whelan, Trevor Reed, etc. Swap with Russia. Paul Whelan posted on social media when President Trump beat Hillary Clinton, November 2016. Paul Whelan posted online, "Onward Trump," in Russian language.
Oh.
He posted, "Onward Trump."
There you go.
That could be detrimental to
that's their point.
The Biden administration's.
That's their point.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
easy call there, then. I'm sure they, have all those algorithm printouts of that.
Texter says, Karen's life would be so boring. Oh, Karen's life would be so boring without them. We've all got a Karen or two in our in our world.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Trump lives rent-free in her head 24/7.
Texter says, I don't think Brittany Griner is a woman. Seriously, do some digging. I've seen pictures and videos.
Yeah, I did.
Built like a man, sounds like one.
I did. She is a biological female. Very much sounds like a male. But no, I did that when this first flared up and she got arrested.
Doesn't really matter to this conversation, though,
does it? But she's perfect for Biden. She's perfect for this. She's black, she's gay, and she's female. She's perfect. I mean, it's to be all over this.
When you trade in identity politics.
Right, exactly. When you're nothing but virtue signalers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Another listener, with the release of Griner, how do they justify holding any American in jail for drug smuggling and possession of controlled substances?
Well, there you go.
With the release of the Russian terrorist, how do they justify holding anyone convicted of a nonviolent crime?
Boy, and read a little bit about Victor Boot, the merchant of death, this guy. And he's 55 years old. It's not like he's 85 years old and decrepit and not going to be able to do a deal or two. They'll throw the store open right away when he gets back.
Can't make it up.
You can't.
Merchant of death, for crying out loud. Who thinks this stuff up? Who thinks that? Yeah, okay. WNBA star. Let's do a little swaparoo here with the Merchant of Death.
Well, here's a few of Biden talking about it. What's the one thing missing in all of this gibberish?
She will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, uh-huh. and she should have been there all along.
Uh-huh.
Standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. Uh-huh. She's safe.
Yep.
She's on a plane. She's on her way home. after months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances. Make no mistake about it. This work is not easy. Negotiations are always difficult. There are never any guarantees.
We let the Saudis
It's my job as President of the United States to make the hard calls and protect American citizens everywhere in the world.
He goes on with more of that gibberish. Not once in there does he mention anything about Paul Whelan, the guy that's been there for years languishing in that Russian hellhole. Or not once did he mention who he gave up to get her. Nothing about the Merchant of Death. Nothing about the evil this guy is all about. But just that Brittany is I talked to her.
The Biden team couldn't
I talked to her wife. And
Biden team couldn't even negotiate this. All they can do is talk about it. The Saudis negotiated the deal.
Yep.
Here's more text from our listeners. Is there an archive of all of Karen's phone calls that we could listen to?
Oh, you don't want to.
I'm surprised they take the straitjacket off of her, allowing her to make calls.
Oh, buddy, you should hear them. I give a quick listen. One of them was that Elon Musk bought Twitter because him and Trump are lovers or something, and he wanted to get Trump back on Twitter, so Elon bought Twitter. I was like, man, really, some therapy would be good. Go see somebody.
Another
Karen,
listener says Kyrsten Sinema is one of 21 Democratic seats up for re-election in 2024. She may be sensing a red wave and want to be part of it. Yeah, interesting. There is the calendar of the senators up big time favors Republicans in this next wave. So, again, a reason to be optimistic about the future. Another listener says, this is the only WNBA trade that has ever made headlines.
Oh, come on. That's an applause line right there.
All week.
That's an applause line. Very good.
That's true facts. Right there. Texter says, here we go again, putting Elon up on a pedestal. Elon is doing this for Elon. Know his true history, know his companies and what he's making to change the way people think. Like those of us that follow this don't know the technology was stacked against Trump in our elections. Yeah, but he exposed it. I mean, again, he is throwing open the doors to Twitter and all the games they play. So I'm going to give him credit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, PetroServe USA has home cooking, and it's Friday. Might be the perfect day to sort of switch up the routine a little bit today.
What's going on in Glendon today?
You want to know?
Hit me.
Salisbury steak.
All right.
That's
a winner.
Yep, pulled pork and hardwood pulled pork today. Cheeseburger, hot dish, or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Meatballs in Euland, macaroni and beef on 45th Street. And how about this deal? Personal pepperoni pizza with some cheesy or garlic breads, $5.99. The 4 for $4 specials all day, every day. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you ever did eat. Four items, $4. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them that Scott sent you, and you're going to enjoy a great meal today, okay? Break up that routine. Head to PetroServe USA. Talk Bison football next.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Her plane landed in San Antonio, Texas, early Friday morning, and she is now in a hospital being evaluated. That is procedure after an American is released from a foreign entity. A very Backstreet Holiday. The Backstreet Boys Christmas special, filmed this month in Los Angeles, California, will no longer air on ABC. Allegations arose this week that band member Nick Carter raped a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl during the band's 2001 tour. Long known as the boy in the box, was barely 4 years old when he was found in a bassinet box in rural northeast Philadelphia in February of 1957. He was identified Thursday by Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw as Joseph Augustus Zarelli. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
To know you better this Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright, we're caroling through the night.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by the University of Mary. It's a message for those of you who served our country. The University of Mary would like to serve you. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school for busy adults, offering both online classes and in-person classes at their Bismarck campus. Their special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so they know how to support your advancement. Every step of the way, University of Mary offers scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services. And mention my name, and your application fee is waived. Right there. Listener says via our text line here, 237-1590, and the Biden administration wonders why our military is depleting. Who in their right mind would want to have Biden as a boss? We have a prisoner who served in the military over in Russia, and they overlook him for a liberal.
No one is the answer. No one in any number.
Yeah. Another listener, Las Vegas issued a warrant for the arrest of Sam Britton for stealing luggage. Another Brandon appointment.
Oh, that was in Minneapolis, I think. Wasn't that the guy, the nuclear guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
The nuclear waste director, whatever. Anyway.
Anyways, right.
Yeah, file charges on him, for sure.
On the program today, Bruce Chovick's going to join us next hour. He's written a book about the change agents from North Dakota. Talk a little bit about that. Look forward to that. Chancellor Mark Hagerot is going to be here. They have a innovation compact partnership going on. We're going to dig into the details of that, what that means for North Dakota University Systems. He's the chancellor of the North Dakota University Systems. Later this hour, John Hinderrocker will join us as well. All in the Freedom Matters USA studios. You keep your calls coming. 271-1100. Text as well, 237-1590, 237-1590. One other note, I talked to Senator Kevin Cramer during the break and just tried to quickly get his take on the Kyrsten Sinema news today. In case you missed that, she's now becoming an independent. And he wasn't too optimistic that it would change much because she's going to be caucusing with the Democrats, meaning she'd still have Democratic committee assignments and, you know, her status, if you will, within the Democratic committee. He said the real change would come if she would caucus with Republicans. But not many people are going to do that to go into the minority. He thought it was more about the election, because she's up in 2 years, and wanting to have...
Right. Absolutely. Tactics.
Yeah. A little more favor with the voters
and
there.
She's not the only one thinking and getting ready to position herself. I mean, this is all... As soon as we hit past the holidays here, they're going to start announcing. There's all going to be campaigns. Let the circus begin again.
True. True, true, true. Hey, big game James McCarty is here, our sports director at Flag Family Media. He's kind of fired up about a game tonight. And going to break it down for us today on the program. Friday football for the Bison. That's a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah, the Friday night lights.
Yeah.
Yes, Slim. How does that sound for you in the quarterfinals?
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's going to be an absolute blast tonight. 6 p.m., number 3-seeded North Dakota State, number 6-seeded Samford, not to be mistaken with Sanford.
Right with an M, but not an N.
Yep. Yeah,
Birmingham, Alabama team.
M yep. like Mary, not an N like Dancer.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Of course, I have to go, being the Google map geek I am, I had to go and look at the Samford campus down in Birmingham. It's quite a lovely, lovely campus, it looks like.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Nice school, but I don't think they can hang with the Bison.
It'll be interesting tonight. It all depends on who plays quarterback for them.
Okay.
A little bit of quarterback, kind of, you know, what's going to happen. Michael Hyers is the starting quarterback for the Bulldogs. Well, you know what? In their escape victory, 48-42 over Southeastern Louisiana last weekend, they had a 2-score lead that they ended up blowing, and they won in overtime. Their quarterback, Michael Hyers, ended up getting injured in that game. Throughout the week, coach has been saying, if he's healthy, he'll go. If he's healthy, he'll go. And if he goes, he's the Southern Conference Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year. He's unbelievably electric. He's got 35 passing touchdowns in 12 games. He throws 3 a week, essentially. He's unbelievable. And he's a junior. And if he can't go, they have the freshman, Quincy Crittenden, who's got a little bit of experience. He's played in a couple of games. He's had to make a start earlier on in the year due to an injury. And so we'll see how he would end up faring in it. The one thing would be interesting is the fact that regardless of who plays for Samford tonight, how are they going to respond to the Fargo Dome in the atmosphere? Because if you have Hyers out there, he's experienced, and he kind of knows that they're not supposed to win this game, essentially, and he wants to prove everybody wrong. But if Crittenden, the freshman, gets a start, you're wondering how he'll play, because being a freshman, having limited experience, he's never had to face an atmosphere like the Fargo Dome, with the exception of playing Georgia at noon on a Saturday, like the first week of September.
Yeah, if you're Samford, you want your star quarterback out there.
He doesn't know any better, though. He doesn't know he's supposed to be an underdog. So it would be interesting to see if the freshman got the start or not for Samford.
You like you think the freshman QB could come in there and fire him up a little bit?
I think he could, because, well, it's almost a little bit of being naive. And just inexperienced, just not, you kind of come into a playoff game and you're like, I you don't realize what the magnitude of everything is. So you kind of play loose because of it, almost. But regardless, they have really good quarterback play. They have a pair of wide receivers in Chandler Smith, Kendall Watson, that are both within 50 yards of 1,000 yards receiving on the season. They've got a 1-2 punch at running back with Jay Stanton, Jalen Thomas, that can do some things. The big things with Samford offensively is they want to push the tempo early on you, and they want to do it often. They don't want to huddle. They don't want to let you get your substitutions in, and they want to keep your 11 guys on the field with minimal substitutions, trying to catch you off guard, essentially, trying to get you guys, get your team off in a fatigue battle, essentially, because they're very well conditioned offensively. They
score kind of a full-court press.
Yeah, they score 35 points a game. They like to get up. They like to score. The defense is a little vulnerable, though. They'll give up 25 points a game. They've won big games that they need to win in big ways at times, but they've had a couple of games that they should have won comfortably. They've came down to the final score. They came down to a final possession. So this is a team where they're a wild card at this point. They know that they're the underdog. They know that the dynasty of what the Bison are, and they want to try and prove people wrong. But the Bison, man, look at all the injuries that they've had to deal with this year. Offensively, defensively, special teams. They're down two starting offensive linemen at this point. They're still rushing for a couple hundred yards a game, no problem. I mean, the Bison are scoring 36 points a game. The defense has given up 18. For a few people that have been saying, though, the Bison defense isn't what it's been in the past, they're still giving up 18 points a game. That's pretty dang stellar, especially within the Missouri Valley and what they've had to do. They gave up 26 points last week to Montana. That last score was with the freshmen and sophomores in there, keep in mind, too. That was a late-game score, so really they gave up 19 points, if you look at it that way. So this is going to be an exciting game early if the Bison are able to get a score, go up 7-0, and force Samford into a three-and-out or something of that sorts. It could get ugly just because Samford wants to push the tempo, and if they end up with only a 25-second drive, that could really be catastrophic for their defense that can be vulnerable at times. But if Samford can sustain a drive early and either tie it up at 7 apiece or 3 apiece or even take a 7-0 lead, that could really change the complexion of the game and the fact that it could be closer to a four-quarter game. It really depends on how the first 8 minutes or so this game goes. I really do believe that. Do the Bison get the ball and march it down the field and score? Do they get stopped on a three and out? And then same thing for the way of Samford. Do they end up being able to just kind of throw and run and sling the football all over the place in the Bison? Or does that packed and hopefully by this evening sold-out Fargo Dome force Samford into uncomfortable situations and force them to punt early in the game?
So early momentum is key.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It really is, and that's why it's so important to get a home game in the playoffs.
But the matchup, position to position, is the men versus the boys here.
At this point, you're looking at the experience and the well-oiled machine, the veterans, the guys that know what they're doing. They've been there. They've done that. Samford hasn't been in this position before. So they're kind of the new kids on the block at this point. The left side of the offensive line is a little bit undersized. I'm not saying that they're not going to be physical, but I'm saying there could be opportunities for an All-American like Spencer Wagey to possibly, when he's doing the things that he does against guys that are 30 pounds heavier than him, now these guys are the same size as him on that left side of the offensive line. It'll be interesting to see if they line him up on the side of the smaller guys or if they line him up with the big dogs and let him run wild. Regardless, front seven is going to be huge for both squads tonight.
Minute and some change left. What about the other matchups?
It'll be interesting. You have South Dakota State, the top seed of Jackrabbits. They square off with Holy Cross. Holy Cross is one of two undefeated teams left. You know what? Coach Stegelmeyer was just named Coach of the Year at the FCS level last night. Congrats to him. The Jackrabbits are expected to be here. They got to win and win convincingly, or they could really be kind of put in the hot seat here tomorrow afternoon. That game's 11 a.m. kickoff. William & Mary, number 5, against number 4, Montana State. Bobcats are the most fun team in the country to watch right now, I think. They have a 1-2 punch at quarterback with Tommy Malott. Sean Chambers is a transfer from Wyoming. Former NDSU head coach Craig Bull coached him for a couple years. They're great there, and Isaiah Infante could be one of the top 3 or 4 running backs in the country. He was out for a full year. He just came back last week, and he looks like he's running wild. He had 10 carries for 90 yards. That could be an exciting game to watch there. I think that could be a really interesting game. And then you have number 7, Incarnate Word, number 2, Sacramento State. That's tonight at 9:30. That's a high-scoring affair right there. I'm thinking 45-41 is what I put for a pick 6 for this week. This is a game where possibly the best quarterback in the country in Lindsey Scott Jr. for Incarnate Word is out there on the field. An upset can go a long ways in possibly helping the Bison, if as long as they take care of business tonight and get in the home game one more. A win for Sacramento State would wipe that regardless, but there's going to be 4 games here this weekend, 3 tonight, 1 tomorrow morning in the afternoon. It's going to be exciting. This is what we sign up for.
If there's a victory tonight for the Bison, will it be another home game yet?
Possibly. If Sacramento State wins, they're in California. If Sacramento State loses, they'll be at home.
Got it. Big game, James. Preview of the weekend. FCS.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99, Old Trapper 10-ounce $12.99, 18th Street Deli a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota in Cass County, 503 acres in Bottineau County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, 11 before the top of the hour, John Hinderacher joining us momentarily from the Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota, North Dakota think tank. Texture says, I don't want to hear anything from Biden's mouth about gun control in this country after he just let out the most prolific arms dealer in history. That's a very good point. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Loses his right to
stop talking.
Pontificate.
Yep.
On that front. Yeah, exactly right. Let's see, what else have we got here? Assuming Griner flew into Russia from the U.S., shouldn't she be facing U.S. federal charges for the transport of narcotics? Another interesting question.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, I think all that's
she has suffered enough.
Rushed under the...
Come on.
Rushed under the...
Oh, my gosh. I just can't believe that.
John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment. Hello, John. How are you? I'm up or he's up? There he is. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi, Scott. Doing great.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a little bit to start just about the difference between Minnesota and North Dakota. Minnesota, obviously, is about as blue as you can get, right? And the Center of the American Experiment goes out there, picks some battles, and has had some victories. North Dakota, obviously, more of a as blue as Minnesota is, North Dakota is red. I mean, the Democrats in the legislature could meet in a phone booth, right? They just they're a small minority. How do you go about, you know, picking your battles? In other words, in North Dakota, you'll have to fight, you know, on a front that might say, hey, Republicans aren't being conservative enough, just as an example. In Minnesota, you find something that's so egregious that everybody has to agree this needs to be changed. What's the philosophy of the center on how you pick your battles there and win something for the conservative cause?
Well, So first of all, I would take issue with the idea that Minnesota is necessarily a dark blue state. I know we look like it sometimes, but you know, we poll quarterly with our magazine Thinking Minnesota, and we ask Minnesotans about all kinds of policy issues, and what we find, Minnesotans are not a bunch of raving left-wingers. If you talk about party affiliation, yes, there are more Democrats, but if you talk about any specific policy area, you find that more people will express a conservative view than a liberal view. So in Minnesota, we are really focused on educating, informing, motivating, organizing voters so that that latent conservative majority can be manifested and mobilized so that it can really take over the state. And so that's a very different situation from what you have in North Dakota, where you've already got politicians in office who ran as conservatives, right? And a big part of the mission there is to help them devise and formulate the best, most effective conservative policies and then get them passed. But I'll give you an example, Scott, of what we're doing right now in Minnesota. You know, we've got a $17.6 billion projected surplus for the next biennium. A year ago, it was projected first at 7-something billion, then I think 9-something billion. That's up to $17.6 billion, $12 billion of which is actually sitting in the bank. And so last year, we did the big Give It Back Minnesota campaign. We had the rally at the state capitol. I think you came down for it, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that got fought to a draw. They didn't cut taxes, but they also didn't spend the money. They just sat on it and waited for the next election. Well, last month we had the next election. And unfortunately, instead of a Republican Senate and a Democrat House, we've now got a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate. But we are once again firing up that campaign. And our listeners should go to giveitbackmn.com. And you can very easily, you put in your zip code, you can send a really good a well-phrased email to Governor Walz and to your senator and your representative. It's only been, you know, up for like 2 days since this new estimate came out. Already more than 36,000 emails have been sent out from that site, giveitbackmn.com. So what we're doing there, Scott, is just trying to mobilize public opinion to try to put a roadblock in front of those who want to spend the whole $17.6 billion and depending on what they do, be in a position to hold them accountable the next time the voters go to the polls.
And mobilize those folks that answer your surveys that are conservative, right, that for whatever reason are not manifesting in a majority, but the you know, well, as you say, 36,000 as a recent example of those letters sent. That'll make a difference, John, won't it?
Oh, it absolutely will. And, you know, when we poll, for example, taxes, two-thirds of Minnesotans say they would like to see personal income tax rates reduced in all four brackets, two out of three. And yet the politicians don't run on that platform. So we're constantly working to try to bring those conservative ideas to fruition.
That should give you a little extra bounce in your step as conservatives to know in Minnesota. That's a great story. John, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, Scott. Thanks.
John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, North Dakota, Minnesota. More after this.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.